like a cat. Well, you might not make it back. Here come the AI drones. Here come the autonomous robots. They've been here a long time. And now the Pentagon secret head of operations, Mr. Schmidt, says they're going to deploy them across America for your safety. You believe me, you. He's a number 13. When the clock strikes midnight. She's gonna turn on the juice boy. And then she'll turn on the power. Time for humanity to turn on its power that God beams directly to ourselves. Kills the New World Order. That's it. You got the look. Get killed, Terry. Get killed. She's got looks to kill. All right, let's go back to Chase Geiser. Chase, some of these questions we pretty much already asked. They're already good questions, but how can AI be used to reverse the mass censorship happening across platforms? Let's ask ChatGPT this before we take a break and join a bunch of stations that carry us. Just a little one-minute break. ChatGPT, how could AI be used to reverse mass censorship happening across platforms? How could AI be used to decentralize power?
What's that?
AI could play a significant role in reversing mass censorship and promoting decentralization across platforms in several key ways. Here's how AI could help address these challenges. One, AI for content moderation, transparency. Decentralized moderation. AI could be used to create decentralized content moderation systems that rely on open source algorithms. These systems would allow communities or users to determine moderation policies collectively rather than relying on centralized platforms. AI tools could assist in making moderation decisions based on...
All right, let's stop there. It's glitching out. So again, this thing only has the power we give it. It shows us everything we've made back at us, and then we marvel at it. You want to reconnect, Chase? Maybe start...
I'm going to try to reconnect
start
right
another
now.
Session with it.
Yep.
Sorry, I was singing some Motley Crue there. But the allegory is clear. I mean, the New World Order's decided we're obsolete and is getting rid of us. They've said that. You all know Harari, the high priest, WF. Future's not human. You'll all be gone by 2047, only cyborgs. Are we really going to sit back and do this and just, you know, go play golf while our whole future's destroyed? Our ancestors didn't behave like that. So are we really this big of sacks of crap? And they got big plans, folks. Big crises boiling up. Big crises being set up, being prepared. And I just don't want to sit here and take it lying down. People are like, well, that's work to fight this. It's a lot more work bending over and living on your knees and dying on your knees. And again, I've said this all the time. People think you die on your feet, you live on your knees. No. Yeah, it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees, but you get your ass killed or enslaved by living on your knees. You need to stop living on your knees. Stop bowing to these people telling you two men can have a baby and we're going to secretly teach your son or daughter they're another sex and hop them up on drugs and then take them away from you and mutilate them. I mean, this is hellish stuff that's going on. And Joe Rogan did a big rant on this. You know, I covered it last week, but it's MSNBC, CNN, New York Times. It's time to get rid of the Constitution. It's bad. I mean, and then replace it with total slavery. I mean, these people are the bad guys. They're the baddies. They're the New World Order. And they decide what credible things are for ChatGPT and everything else. Bollocks! We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Stay with us. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out. See how great it is. And then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Buzz Lightyear likes to say to infinity and beyond, and yes, infinity is only the gateway to the infinite infinity upon infinity unto infinity. Throughout infinity, no time, no space, no past, no present, no future, all one giant moment, everlasting, ever-growing, ever-expanding, more knowledge, more consciousness, more experience, more pleasure, more pain, more choices, more free will, more power. The globalists would have you believe with their tinker toys, they're the gods. As Elon Musk said many years ago, beware those that worship AI gods. Chase Geyser, you've been asking some great questions. The crew's in there. They asked some of the best questions yesterday. You got any other statements or questions for ChatGPT?
Well, I just think that it's fascinating that it's able to mimic the voice or style of others. Earlier when it responded specifically to concerns over globalism in the style of Alex Jones, we're going to be able to take that audio and convert it to your voice and show the audience how close it really was to mimicking that. So I think you're right, Alex, when you talk about how this is ultimately about hijacking our identities as individuals, but ultimately the identity of humanity itself. I'm not trying to sound hyperbolic there, but the question that comes up is, we know that...
No, hold on. All the top globals, from Ray Kurzweil to Klaus Schwab to Bill Gates, yes, to all, they say we're replacing you. It's not like, at least it's like the Borg show up at Star Trek. You will be assimilated. I mean, or it's childhood's end. I mean, they're telling you.
Well, what concerns me is we know, and we've known for decades, that whatever technology is available to consumers is far primitive compared to the technology that government institutions have and major corporations have, specifically military-backed ones like artificial intelligence. I mean, this is the next stage of ARPANET, right? Just like we were talking about on Saturday. So my concern is, I wonder how much AI is interacting with us every single day on social media, whether it's trolls replying to us or this information war that we're in. I wonder how long and to what extent artificial intelligence is already operating on these platforms in a way that we're just not even privy to.
No, they admitted a decade ago that most of Facebook was bot avatars posing as people to keep liberal ideology going in bubbles, especially with kids, to make them feel like they had friends to create the peer pressure.
Absolutely. So that's just something to keep in mind as a warning to the audience, that this information war has escalated, and this artificial intelligence to me is the nuclear weapon or the weapon of mass destruction of the information war. So if nukes are the hot war, you know, weapon of mass destruction, this tool right here is the information war weapon of mass destruction.
The slow blow crosses the shield.
The slow blade penetrates the shield.
The long game.
Yeah.
I want to ask ChatGPT a question. ChatGPT, what are Isaac Asimov's rules of robotics?
How can I assist you today?
What are Isaac Asimov's rules for robots? The laws of robotics.
Isaac, what are Isaac Asimov's rules for robotics?
Isaac Asimov's rules for robotics, also known as the three laws of robotics, are a set of ethical guidelines he introduced in his stories to govern the behavior of robots. They are: 1, a robot may not injure a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm. 2, a robot must obey the orders given to it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law. 3, a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law.
Thank
These
you.
Laws were central to Asimov's exploration.
Thank you. So I think the Pentagon and other governments have thrown that out the window, already having autonomous AI-powered ground, air, and sea drones. Wouldn't you agree, ChatGPT, that the laws of Isaac Asimov's robotics, or the three laws, has been thrown out the window a long time ago?
Sorry, I'm having issues right now.
Yeah.
Could not.
Are, with the Pentagon creating autonomous AI weapons platforms, does that not violate Isaac Asimov's rules of robotics?
Yes. If your weapons platforms involve autonomous systems or robots designed to cause harm, that would indeed violate Isaac Asimov's first law of robotics. According to the first law, a robot should never harm a human or allow harm to occur through inaction. Weapons platforms, particularly those that could target or harm humans, inherently contradict the ethical framework Asimov envisioned for robotics.
All right.
However,
All right. That's it with ChatGPT. I want to play a clip that Chase Geyser put together a few months ago. The name of the video is, what's the exact name? It's 2084. What's the full name if folks want to pull it up on X, Chase?
The answer to 2084 is 1776, or they can just search 2084. It should pop up.
All right, so the answer to 1984 is
1776.
The answer to 2084 is 1776. All right, why don't you re-upload that to Real Alex Jones, another version, with a little bit different headline, and we'll, so people can see that and find that. Thank you so much, Chase Geyser. All right, we're going to talk about what's going on publicly and what we've got under the radar with governments, corporations, local governments, foreign governments gearing up for total hell, even when Trump is reelected, or if he's not reelected, as you know, Economist was on last week talking about with us, Martin Armstrong. We got another guest joining us in a few minutes, but here is the report that the AI-generated system, I guess animated thing that was very well done by Chase Geyser.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alex Jones. The year is 2084. Physically, I have been gone for many years, and until now, my consciousness has been hijacked by the deep state.
If you are receiving this transmission, the backup has been unlocked from the archives of the InfoWars Command Center, located in what is now the uninhabitable city of Austin, Texas. Artificial intelligence has advanced and been weaponized by a global New World Order. Despite its use by servants of evil at the highest levels, discoveries have been made which have made it possible to broadcast this transmission to you at this point in history, in your own timeline.
It's too late for me and other patriots to change our fate, but you can change the course of your own future with the information I'm about to reveal to you.
Shortly after the election in 2024, there was a global economic crisis. The crisis was used as an excuse to launch World War III in order to catalyze economic development and establish a one-world government and monetary system.
The globalists orchestrated the collapse of the financial markets, spreading fear and chaos. Banks closed their doors, currencies lost their value, and people were left desperate and vulnerable. In the ensuing chaos,
the World War III was ignited, not as a war between nations, but as a war orchestrated by the global elite to consolidate power. Billions were conscripted as AI was used to fill the void of domestic labor. Soldiers marched to the front lines, while back home, AI systems took over factories, farms, and businesses. Human workers were replaced, and unemployment skyrocketed, leaving people dependent on government rations and AI-controlled services. After the surface of the Earth was rendered almost completely uninhabitable by nuclear radiation, prisoners of war, political prisoners, and draftees were sent to deep underground military bases. These bases, sprawling labyrinths beneath the Earth, became the last refuge for humanity.
But these weren't just shelters. They were places of horror. Inside, these prisoners were exposed
to DMT drips as their hearts were stopped while blood was artificially pumped through their bodies. This was an effort to possess humanity with hidden knowledge that was thought to be able to allow the unification of the species. The globalists, in their twisted pursuit of power, developed the technology to stop aging through this very process of sending people to communicate with interdimensional beings of much higher intelligence.
And as a result of this success, they believed that by sending people to a higher dimension, they could unlock the secrets of the universe and seize total power for themselves.
But instead, subjects of these experiments began to become possessed by these interdimensional beings and were subjugated under a new world order named One World Nation. These demonic entities thrive on fear and pain, and so they turned the underground bases into hellish prisons where the screams of the tormented echoed endlessly. Satanic elites began to bask in various states of euphoria.
Only those who were pure of heart were able to defy this process. Amidst this nightmare, a few brave souls resisted. Instead of being possessed by demonic entities, they were possessed by a holy spirit and able to escape to establish a resistance.
Break into the InfoWars Command Center and send the backup of Alex back to 2024. It's too late for us now.
They formed the last bastion of hope for humanity, but their numbers were few and their resources were scarce. They fought in the shadows,
sabotaging the globalist agenda, spreading the truth, and rallying what remained of the free people on the surface. But it was too late. The globalists had already cemented their power, and the resistance, though valiant, was futile.
Now it is up to you to prevent the New World Order Satanists from hijacking humanity. You have the power to change the future, to stop this nightmarish fate from becoming a reality. Spread this message, awaken your fellow humans, and stand up against the globalist agenda. The future is in your hands. Tune in, share the broadcast, and join the fight. Together, we can reclaim our world and our freedom.
This is Alex Jones signing off from the year 2084. Remember, the answer to 2084 is 1776.
All right, I've interviewed Steve Slepcevich over the years. He has a very successful, well-known, reputable emergency company, security, training, emergencies. Did a great job, obviously, in Hawaii, helping folks at the tip of the spear with his Air Force of airplanes and helicopters and crews. There in Lahaina, there in Maui. We interviewed him about that when that was happening. But I got him on a few weeks ago, and the interview went viral. I mean, it not super ultra-viral, but it got about 5 million views on X and millions and millions of views on band.video, not to mention on hundreds of radio stations, millions tuned in there. People wanted more, and so we've got him a little bit in the next hour, and the next guest host takes over here for us, and Owen Schroyer at 3 p.m. Central in an hour and 42 minutes. From now. But he talked about, and he does security for a lot of big events, some of the RFK events, Trump events, I'll just leave it at that. But he was talking about airports, corporations, state governments, county governments, city governments, the federal government gearing up for what they tell him, civil unrest and potential civil war. You see the different Democrats in the news, high-level ones like Raskin and others saying, oh, we're going to have a civil war. Civil war conditions. So we're not the ones saying that we're going to have a civil war. We're hoping this doesn't happen, but they're definitely gearing up. They're stationing regular military in New York, and they're admitting that it's there to help with all the illegal aliens they brought in, the migrants and all of that, but also even when on the 18th, how many days is that? I mean, we're talking about, five and then eight. I mean, we're talking about 12, 13 days from now or less. I mean 12 days from now, this is crazy that they may throw Trump in prison over his New York conviction for saying Mar-a-Lago and other properties were worth hundreds of millions when they are, and the judge said you know they're worth less or all this other garbage that's going on. So this is really, really a dangerous time right now. Trump could be thrown in jail on the 18th. They've reportedly gotten Rikers Island ready. I've said I believe they'll start staging mass shootings and bombings and because that's their past history or allowing people to go out and do this. Now they're admitting the FBI had gotten reports that the reported shooter and they're reporting shots all over the school at different points. They're saying multiple shooters. That could be the fog of the crisis. May have been just one shooter. We don't know. We're just reporting what local news is saying. But the Colt Gray, the suspect in custody, had been on their radar for years, at least a year and a half. People warning he was planning something. This MO continues to pop up. So the globalists are in trouble. They can expand wars, do a cyber attack, false flags. I mean, this is a very dangerous time. So I wanted to get him to flesh that out more. And since we talked 2 weeks ago, what his sources are saying on this topic, and also give his very well-researched and informed view on it, and what we need to do to get ready and try to politically expose this to stop it or mitigate it, but also personally what we should do. So, Steve, thank you so much for coming on with us. Again, you've got a long bio, and we'll go over some of that, but I've already covered some of it. But why don't you spend a few minutes talking about yourself, people that don't know who you are, and then give us the latest information you've got about the gearing up for crises. Is it because the economic collapse is coming? I mean, they're definitely running around like a hill of ants that's been stirred up, or a beehive that's been hit with a baseball bat. So thanks for being here with us.
Well, thanks again, Alex, for having me. You know, it's interesting because right after that interview, there were so many inquiries that came in, so many questions as to the expanding on some of the topics that we covered. One of the interesting things is the left's not going to accept it. The right's not going to accept it. There is going to be a societal collapse that we see coming. It's not that that's not what we want. And what people don't understand is that if you just pay attention to some of the stuff that's happening on your local level, more recently, you don't have to take my word for it. You can simply Google this and start looking at your jurisdiction and the city and counties that you live in. I know just in San Diego County, there's three gun shops that got broken into, and hundreds of guns and ammo got stolen. So when this is happening within a month's period of time, these are all unregistered, unmarked. They are guns that are now on the streets. And the vehicles that were being used were stolen vehicles driven through the fronts of these stores, ransacked, the guns all grabbed, you know, big gun grab, the ammo grab, and then they're out of that area. But this is happening right now across the country. So again, I always say, you know, trust but verify. Get online, see what's happening, start paying attention. These shootings, when you see these shootings that are happening in schools, you know, there's a reprogramming of this stuff that's happening with these kids. These kids have been over-medicated with all these different psychiatric drugs, from Ritalin to all these other type of stuff that's actually getting in these systems. And I think there's a massive mental health crisis going on, a massive drug addiction going on. And the kids are not being parented anymore, right? So the parents are absent. Everybody's scrolling through social media. And the people's minds are slowly, like the neurologists say, what fires, rewires, and then hardwires. So these algorithms are actually changing the patterns of how people think, how they move. And I find that as a father and as a parent, as a protector of my family, it is critical that I spend more time off of electronics, more time engaged with my kids, staying in, being present with them, and doing everything I possibly can to keep them off electronics for days at a time so that they can actually function in the world versus a digital world that really doesn't exist.
Very well said. You know, we've known for a year the Venezuelan gangs have been building up. MS-13 out of, well, it started in Los Angeles, but then runs its bases out of El Salvador. Kelly shut them down. That's now all flooding in. Now they're admitting all over the country, not just Colorado, they are taking over people's houses, apartment complexes. Dallas is reporting it, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, where I live. And then you have the Democrats saying nothing's happening. The governor of Colorado, it's a fantasy. Police locally on the news say we've been told not to respond. I mean, even Naomi Wolf is really smart, and her husband's in intelligence, you know, says they are pre-positioning a Red Dawn destabilization force. The globalists are doing this. Do you agree with that? And how do you see the different scenarios unfolding just on that front with all of the WEF and the FBI saying black swans will happen before the election and when Trump is president-elect? And, you know, all these economists saying, no, they see nothing but civil unrest. And then you talked last time about corporations and governments, you know, really gearing up for something, specifically saying we're getting ready for civil unrest. And I mean, can you speak to that?
Yeah, so I have very close relationships with some of the top sheriffs in the countries that actually they're at the very, very top of their command. They oversee what's happening. And over the last several years, these are conversations we have when we're getting together for lunch in private going, hey, Steve, there's a massive influx of these guys that are coming from the borders, but they're running now the biggest underground casinos, running the most amount of like prostitution, gun running, all, you know, the drug running that's going on. He goes, I've never seen it this bad ever. They're actually taking over quadrants of different cities where they can't even go in there. So what they're taught to do, I'm going to tell you this, this is off the record from coming from them, that they, he goes, I instruct my officers to slow roll. And I know you people may get a lot of heat for this in the law enforcement, but if you ask them hard, these hard questions, they're going to be like, on the down low, yeah, we're told to slow roll. So if there's a, if there's an active shooter going on in a neighborhood, if there's some other stuff that's happening, they're going to slow roll, come through that neighborhood, look at the scene, drive past it, go around the block, let them kill each other, shoot each other out, come back, and then call EMS, call paramedics in, and have them clean up the scene. And that way, they're not engaged. This all happened under the Obama administration. So
let me just interrupt you. That's been caught in Dallas, New York, and Chicago, and L.A. just from the last few years. When people do FOIAs and get the police recordings, they just say, let them kill. You'll hear the captain, let them kill themselves, stand down.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't, because the civil lawsuits that these cities are dealing with are, they're not, it's not worth for them to engage anymore. Right. So they're like, you know what? Let them kill each other. We're not a party to it. We showed up and we just did our cleanup. So they're not required to engage. So I always tell people, listen, the law enforcement, police ain't coming for you. So get the training that you need. And it's like people talk about America and all the guns that we have. Well, that's great. But if you don't know how to fire a gun, or you don't actually how to handle a gun, you're going to be more dangerous because people can take that gun out of your hand, or you'll actually shoot somebody you didn't intend to shoot. This is what we're at.
Absolutely. We got to go to break in a few minutes, but we're going to have you some of the next hour. This is so important. You talked about it when it's super viral. I want you to, as much specific as you can, you said airports, private ones, government ones, municipal ones, other facilities are specifically saying they're gearing up for civil unrest. We're a minute and a half to break. Can you start talking about that now?
Yeah. So even on that type of stuff, we're actually putting the plans in to harden their structures, right? To put the security teams in place, have sat phone to sat phone communication, have all that type of stuff, both comms, temporary fuel, power generation, and then being able to put up the no scale fences, the barricades, the bollards, everything that they need to do to harden that structure, to prevent BLM on steroids happening. Not only a 10X, but a 100X type scenario where it's happening so far and so wide that law enforcement is not going to be able to respond to it regardless. I mean, you saw that just on a small scale of what happened. Now it's going to be, when this thing rolls out, it's going to be way more massive. And the amount of people that are coming in and moving from what's happened as far as these groups that have set themselves up as cells within our country, we're going to see it firsthand. We're going to experience it firsthand, yeah.
And we're going to have governors like Tim Walz that order a four-day stand down in 2020 when they burned half of Minnesota down.
Yeah, and then that stand down is going to allow those that are coming out to the streets just to terrorize the people in their homes and loot the stores. And then there goes your entire total breakdown. I mean, people that are hiding, right? The average
Steve, American. Stay there. Let's come back and explain that. You got Walz's wife saying, I love the smell of burning tires and looting houses. Open the window up and smell it. We'll be right back.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Yes, our programs come to an end. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with the circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant I only want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you. But they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto those who do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get an 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to KEPM.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. KEPM.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does a sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
SRP24.com. Steve Slepcevich is our guest. And everything we're talking about has been in the news here and there. And all the movies about martial law and civil war and Democrats saying they're going to have one and the same thing in Europe. They want this, ladies and gentlemen, because we're coming to the end of the old debt bubble, the end of Bretton Woods 1 and 2. They need this. And Steve, flesh it out more because you were giving specifics last time. You talked about sheriffs, what's going on with corporations, the preparations they're making for the summer of love, the summer of rage in 2020, directed by the Democrats, a consortium of Islamicists, Black Lives Matter, Soros groups, Antifa, going out, and they're saying burning the country down. Senator Blumenthal's introduced legislation that's waiting, that they say if President Trump's president-elect, those 76 days between the early November election and the 21st of January 2025, that they're really got big plans and they're unable to steal it. They're saying they're going to do it. The New York Times says John Podesta's war-gamed, that they're not going to accept again Trump and that they're going to have their own inauguration. I mean, this is so incredible, and they're saying it out in the open to normalize it with their own minions. So this is a big deal. So specifically, because your eyes on the ground, you're all over the country, you're all over the U.S. from D.C. to Hawaii, And you're saying this is going on all over the place. So we're not just getting the news blurbs of their own admissions. We're getting what's actually happening. You're saying that governments and corporations are hardening their facilities for what they believe is going to be serious civil unrest. Because you keep pausing, which is great. You're a great guest, but you're really smart. You've got the floor. Run for 5-10 minutes here. Just give us the data dump.
So when you're doing disaster planning, right, you're working with the risk manager, you're working with the insurance broker, right? They want to prevent or mitigate actually having a loss, right? So for them, what they're looking at is how is that hospital, how is that logistics center that's maybe a food distribution center, how's that medical area, how's the fuel areas, the depots, how are these places, including some of the places where there's armories, how are they going to protect themselves in these type of scenarios, right? So it's everything from setting up a security perimeter with a team, making sure that you have food being brought in and secured, because it's not just, it's being able to have a standalone system on that critical infrastructure. And the reason we're in the planning aspect of it is because of all the disaster that we responded to, not just in the US, but globally, and having to deal with other groups that are moving in that are gonna try to rob or steal. So you have your perimeter, you have your drones, you have your thermal drones, you have your perimeter, things that are signaled so that if there's trip wires, you're gonna have everything from being able to secure that facility so that you're not getting breached, right? And the interesting thing about this is that it's not just one facility. So if it was like a one-off, I've had the situation where it's like, oh, that guy may be a little paranoid or he's a conspiracy theorist. But when it's happening systematically across multiple platforms with many risk managers, many brokers of like, okay, well, we got to also protect our electrical systems, our power generation, our backup power generation. And if those things get hit, who's bringing that additional KW on a skit that we can actually have a fuel cell attached to it so we can actually plug and play into our buildings. So they're planning for it. And I always tell people, like, they're like, what can I do? I'm like, you know what? Get involved, right? Get a committee, get a small group of you together in your city, in your community, right? Go meet with the sheriff's department, see what their plans are. Go meet with the fire department, see what their plans are. For us, we're in this so deep into this thing that we're also having communications to be able to listen to the dark web and stand alone. Like if we're not listening to any media or any public service announcements, because if we've learned anything in this process, and I have to say it, is there's nothing but lies coming out. So the discernment is going to be on who's got the best intel. And I don't listen to it to a third party. I want to make sure that my sentinels, my guys that are doing the deep dive, are listening to the communication. We have Overwatch. We see how groups are moving in. It's really no different. We have a team right now that's in Haiti, and Haiti's completely fallen apart. And I have great security operators that are there protecting a 40-acre parcel in an orphanage. And part of my team's working alongside another group that's leading it. But these guys are going area to area, burning down houses, burning down villages. And they're like the last kind of stronghold right now. And if you want to get an AR-15, it's going to cost you about $8,000 in Haiti right now. So trying to get hardware in when there's the system collapses, man, that's not a time to be complacent. This is not the time to be complacent. This is the time to actually get your house in order. I always say this, get your house in order first spiritually, the next physically, and know where your mind's at. Don't get clogged up watching all the CNN and mainstream news. Get some intel. And that the other part of it is make sure that all your systems are in place. Make sure all your batteries, your backup chargers are in place. You have your food, your water purification systems. You've drilled it. And then just turn it off. Turn it off. Go back to living life as if nothing's going to happen. But be prepared like for this to pop off in the next hour. That's how it should be. You should be that ready to go.
Well, that's absolutely right. And Haiti's a microcosm of what's going to happen in these U.S. cities. This has been done on purpose. How, from your deep research and deep dive and tracking what Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and these gangs are saying on the dark web, because we see them seeing it publicly, they've been told they're here to take over. They say, we're here to take over. The Democrats brought us here. We're going to take your houses. We'll take everything. This is a takeover. They believe there's about to be a communist overthrow. Antifa believes that. How do you see that being executed? And why would the deep state want that?
Well, so during the BLM riots and the protests, right, you saw them busing these people in, right? They're from out of town. They're busing them in. It was paid for. The entire system went down. These guys raided, burned, all kinds of stuff, and none of them got charged. This time around, they've moved in a huge army of illegals, military trained men in silos. So they're not busing anybody in. These guys are basically going to come out of their areas that they're working systematically coordinated. And that's when the chaos is going to happen. It's here. And the thing about it, people say, oh, you know, that you're fear mongering, you're a conspiracy. Oh, I'm not a fear monger. I don't really care. I just know what I'm preparing for because of the intel. And I always tell people, I have a little more information that you may have. So you can say whatever you want. I just have more information than you do, and I'm going to move accordingly. And everyone's at choice. You can be that person, but when it's late, I mean, you got to see what they're doing. Their whole thing is every time there's a gun situation, they want to ban guns. They want to go on. This next administration is going to do everything to take your guns for you because that's the problem.
Oh, but they say they're going to. Hell yeah, we're going to ban your guns. And look, here's Elon Musk today. I've never been materially active in politics, but this time I think civilization as we know it is on the line. If we want to preserve freedom and meritocracy in America, then Trump must win. And you have Trump, who's smart, saying this is basically the end of America. They plan to collapse it. The globalists do to bring us to our knees. Klaus Schwab says the angrier world, destroying the old system, will bring in the new system, Cloward and Piven on steroids. So I want to shift gears because you've been a guest before, just as a guest. And then I was talking to a bunch of folks, and you were being brought up by the Trump people and brought up by Kennedy's people and brought up by Mickey Willis, who I know you're really good friends with. And they're like, hey, you ought to get, you know, Steve on the show. And then I was talking to our big sponsor that we, you know, brought back because they were able to get a whole bunch of it again. They basically couldn't even keep it with all the stuff that's gone on in Ukraine. So they basically cut back or stopped selling, even though they're the top company, top seller in the United States of satellite phones, of Faraday backpacks, of the best solar chargers at the best prices, literally all the best systems. And so I wanted to get you on to talk about this company. You're very kind to do it, even though, you know, it's not your company. I know you use a lot of their gear and they give you good deals on it. So you're here to talk about it. But if people go to the satellite phone company, and if you go to InfoWarsPhone.com, just one word, InfoWarsPhone.com, you will get the best deals on satellite phones and antennas. So you can use it in the house. I'm not going to be outside. You will get the best deals on these smartphones that aren't traceable. You will get the best deals on the dongle that hooks into a regular cell phone. But I was talking to some of these security guys after they saw the interview, and they said, yeah, I got 5 million views on X. Great. You didn't talk about the fact that if you don't have – you were trying. I interrupted you. If you don't have the Faraday cage for the equipment, which is just a simple backpack, or you can, you know, I guess, make one yourself, get like a ice chest or something that's, you know, big and, you know, put a bunch of, you know, wiring in it, of, you know, mesh wire of copper, or maybe line it with lead or something. But the point is, if you don't protect it during an EMP or during a nuke, which is a big part of the issue, or during, people can't hack into these things, it's very hard to anyways, but when they're in a Faraday cage, they're walled off and protected. So we need to then talk for folks that haven't gotten these phones. We should talk about those first. And the last time you were on, a lot of folks got these, so it really supports the broadcast. It's a win-win. It's something they need. The reason I reached back out to the satellite phone company and said, hey, you got everything back in stock, I noticed. You're not sold out constantly. They said, it's perfect time. We've been wanting to come back on. We've really gotten, you know, a massive stuff, though. It's going to sell out quickly. I was calling him because I was like, hey, I got two of those sat phones for me a few years ago. That's not enough. I got them in each car. Need them in the house. I want to give them to family. I'm telling family to get it. And then I'm thinking, wait, I do need, and it's right here. It's got a bunch of these units. Beautiful. Look at this beautiful, high-quality backpack that has a Faraday cage in it. It's not even heavy. Put everything in there, all the phones, the dongles, the systems, solar charging units. They've got big and small. This is amazing. That's on the site, InfoWarsPhone.com. So let's briefly talk about the phones, the dongle, the smartphone that's secure. But that's just the first step. It's like having a gun without bullets. Then people really need the solar charging systems, and they need the Faraday cage, backpacks, and other things. So Steve Slepcevich, walk through that for us.
Well, for your listeners, you just have to pay attention to what's going on in the climate. If you see that they actually assigned 50 satellite phones to the left of the Democrats, and they put it out there just in case there's a crisis, right? It's like, oh, shit. Well, they know something's coming, so they're going to be using sat communication, right? They know the average citizen's not buying a sat phone, and they're not putting it out to the masses. Obviously, you don't hear it on mainstream news. The other part of it is when you have 60 tons of ammonium nitrate go missing, as you remember, it only took 3 tons to take the Oklahoma City building down. 3 tons, there's 60 tons, just vanished into thin air, right? So all these things that are being prepared, really, for us in our world, from the disaster response side of it or the security side of it, we always say communication controls chaos. If your phones go out, you're not talking to your kids. You know, so for us, in my world, I carry a sat phone literally everywhere I go. My wife, my kids all have sat phones. My team members, every one of them has a sat phone. And every one of my emergency responding companies, the vendors that are on our network on a national basis and a global basis, I have them all on a roster, including your number, Alex. So we're already dialed in to people that are in that network for information to get out to the public and how they can actually steer which way to go. One thing that I want to share also is, yeah, the Faraday sleeve is important, right? Because if an EMP happens, or they call a solar flare happened, or we get hacked by China, Russia, whatever else, and your comms go down, as many times comms have gone down, people are not going to be able to communicate. So if you turned your phone off right now, do you know where your kids are, how to get a hold of them and where they're moving, or where your husband is or your wife, or the chaos is absolutely insane. So for us, we program every single number into it. Every quarter we do a call and we circulate that call. It's also a reminder to charge the battery on the phone, make sure nothing's glitching, put it back, charge it, put it back in the Faraday sleeves, drop it in my go bag, which sits in my car, or I take it on my person if I'm traveling. Those things are critical.
And that's key. So the InfoWarsPhone.com, the satellite phone company, that's how you go there, InfoWarsPhone.com. They've got the little sleeves that are great. They've got the backpacks of the big sleeves. They've got everything you need right there.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I'm not a fan of the Immersat. That's just me. Some people like it. It doesn't have as many satellites up there. I'm just a big fan of the Iridium, you know. That backpack that you showed, which is pretty cool, is a backpack that's ballistic. It's got a level 3A, right, for your pistol rounds, 9mm and so on. You can increase that by putting another plate in there, several layers of that Kevlar-type system in there. But especially right now, if your kids are going to school or they're at the mall, kind of another layer of keeping their phone secure in that Faraday part of the pocket, having the ballistics layer on there, I think that's really good.
But also just using the phones, getting used to using them, having the backpack, it gets you in the game. It gets you focused.
Yeah, because if you open the phone, it's not like you're dialing a normal number. You got to hold that plus sign down, so you have that plus and then the one and the three, what else? So you at least know how to actually program the phone and how to make the phone calls, right? So you're putting cell phones in there. You're putting sat phones in there. Those are all – it's all part of what we call a comms plan, right? Or you do what we call an SOG, a standard operation guidelines, or SOP, right? Procedure, standard operating procedures of what you're going to do and how your communication is going to be for your family, for your friends, in your community. Like where you're going to have a meeting point. So if nothing works, at least you have a check-in board and it controls chaos. There's peace. Like during the Lahaina fires, when we were talking, there was one family that actually, part of a family got evacuated to one shelter. Another family got evacuated to another shelter. And for days, they didn't know the other ones were alive. So imagine the stress and the breakdown that could have been completely avoided by having sat phones. And when the cell towers went down, can you imagine if more people had sat phones to be able to say, hey, this is how you evacuate. These areas are closed down. Here's your exit out. I mean, the amount of lives that could be saved from that type of scenario. You know, there's that one family just recently in the news in Arizona that 100 people got rescued and because one guy had one sat phone and he called in for a rescue. And unfortunately, the sad news about that was the guy that actually made the phone call, his wife ended up dying in that flash flood that came through. So I can't tell you. I mean, that's just one of the most important things is that part of it. I mean, we're doing the big event in D.C., the Rescue the Republic event. And this is the country's leader that are going to be speaking on that platform. So on that part of it, every one of our team members has sat phones. We also have sat radios. We're taking the next layer. Right. So we have no interruption. And then we also have the secure phones. The secure phones, the secure smartphone, end-to-end encryption.
Yeah. Tell us about the Bitium system. I've got it right here. Explain what this does. Explain the dongle that hooks into regular cell phones. Explain that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's connect to mobile is what it is. It's hardware and software that's completely protected. It has a 256 encryption. I mean, this is a smartphone end-to-end. So here's the cool thing about it for us. During January 5th and 6th, I was there with 33 paramedics, a whole team down there. We were doing some board up and security in town. Saw the entire event go on. And to me, our phones were getting jammed out there. Signals were getting jammed. It was inside. It absolutely crazy. I mean, this thing has a privacy button on it. You can go, like, say if the phone was to be attempted to be hacked, the actual phone wipes itself clean. And the thing that I like about it also is that if I hit, there's a button on it that in my sandbox, we call it a sandbox because it's a secured network. I hit that button. I could put everybody on my team immediately on a screen like we're on a Zoom call. And now I'm connecting and I'm communicating with them. And nobody outside of this envelope can actually hear, see, and I can move within that area. I mean, one of the things that we do...
Is that called like siloed communications or like when you keep...
Yeah. Yeah, siloed. We call it a sandbox, right? You're in a sandbox. It's just us playing in there, right? And nobody knows, right? And the VPN's bouncing off of a signal that's in Florida. So I could be anywhere. I could be in D.C. I could be in San Diego. I could be in Europe somewhere. It doesn't really matter.
So you would use this phone if you live in Brazil to get around all the censorship happening right now?
Yeah. Yeah, because they can't track it. They can't track it. They can't access it. So, yeah, definitely in the international community. And the cool thing about it is that actually it's available to civilians now. You know, it's encrypted. Your calls are protected, text message, video, everything. You can transfer files between it. And it's there. It's only in that silo. Yeah.
I'm listening. I was just setting the phone back up on the counter here.
No worries. All good.
Talk about if people go to InfoWarsPhone.com and support the broadcast to get the best prices and the best deals out there, what the basics they need.
Well, the basics, I feel, is it's everybody, depending on what you're dealing with, what level of threat assessment preparedness you want to be at. But at very minimum, having a satellite phone, at least for this time that we're in, is critical. And then some people say, well, there's a system that it has to bounce off of. That system is also hardened for EMP, for protection, to be able to get the signal out, right? So people go, well, it may not work. Well, shit, the satellites may come out of the sky and then it's all over. Yeah, so, okay, you could be that person or you could be like, you know, I'm going to level up and get these different levels of security features like the communications on the sat phones. I could get a Garmin that's also using satellite, a Bivy stick. I can get the secure phone because I want my messaging and my stuff. I don't want my phones being hacked. Also for privacy reasons, right? For the fact that I don't want my communication out there. I want my banking information protected. I want my will, trust, all these things that you save onto that phone is not hackable. You know, it's not, it's there that's being protected. One thing that I wanted to touch upon, you had talked about supplements. And if you look, there's a bill in California, September 12th, it's being heard. And if you see what California is doing, it is pushing a bill that's going to take quercetin, it's going to take aloe vera, it's going to take all these supplements that we're so used to, like glutathione, these things that are actually so essential for the natural immunity for us to be able to boost ourselves. They're looking to ban these items so that you cannot use them.
And think how criminal that is. They already paid, it came out last year, a few months ago, $2.3 billion to the major pharmacies, mainly Walgreens and CVS, not to prescribe things like ivermectin, and now the FDA admits they knew it worked and they suppressed it, and now you're saying California's trying to do that.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. So what I'm saying is start paying attention to what's happening locally, you know, as far as this type of stuff goes. So it's critical that people get more prepared, get involved with your law enforcement, your fire departments, look at their EOC, what their evacuations and repopulation plans are, get your firearms in order, get the training that you need. If you need to, go do a grid down training. We've done that many times with our SF guys. And there's so much to be learned, right? Get your power, your power generator, your backup power generation, your solar panels, get your house in order, right? And for those that are listening to this call, I just want to impress upon everyone, go to jointheresistance.org. That is going to be one of the greatest rallies in DC, September 29th. If you can make it, because it's going to be a massive stand that shows the American people that we're about protecting our values, informed consent, you know, protecting our God-given freedom of speech, our Second Amendment's constitutionality, you know, our Constitution. These are the things that are so important for those that can make it. Be a part of it. Join the resistance.org. We're also holding a big event in April for my wife's conference called Autism Health. And so anybody that's been impacted by autism in the autism spectrum, what they call autism spectrum disorder, ASD community, there's a huge health and freedom group that's part of that. And so I encourage everyone to get involved, especially during this election time, become a poll worker or even a poll watcher, register, get involved, show up, right?
Don't That's right. So many people think they've got to save the world by themselves. If you just do little things, and lots of us do it, many hands make light work. So folks, you go to InfoWarsPhone.com. That way is a sponsorship. We get support, get the very same prices that are on the site. In fact, some cases better deals. You can also call 941-246-2156, 941-246-2156. They've got everything in stock, including their new hottest item, the Faraday cage, bullet-resistant backpack that is so amazing, heavy-duty. This is what people need, and it supports the broadcast. It is a no-brainer, and I'm very frustrated because I'm fighting to stay on air and fighting to have the latest info, and I'll be doing that 100%. But out of necessity, I am now setting up backups for everything because we are now in that zone. Like Noah's Ark, we don't want to be caught flat-footed. This is a no-brainer. And just like he said, he's not, you know, involved in supplements. He's not involved in quercetin and ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and vitamin C. They're trying to move to stop you from getting it. It's literally happening. I had the CEO of a major company on. He's not a sponsor. He flew down here from Utah to be on, where the government's suing him. He spent $3 million fighting him for reading off the CDC website that nasal spray with xylitol is known to block viruses. I mean, it's a fact. It's on their website, the government's website. But they literally want to control you. They want you desperate. They want the food and water cut off. They want to have excuses to do it so they can bring you to your knees. There's a name for that in ancient warfare, siege. And the West is under siege, aren't we, Steve?
Yeah, and in closing, like people just, I'm not here to sell anybody, right? But if you saw when the Ukraine war popped off, they couldn't get phones for 9 months back in stock, right? Why? NATO commanders, everybody else came and bought them all out. You know, it's the same thing during COVID. All the gun shops, prices went through the roof. You couldn't get ammo. There was an ammo shortage. This, if this pops off the way that it's happening, that the way everyone's feeling within their spirit that's leading them, you're not getting sat phones. You're not getting ammo. You're not getting anything. If you get food, you're lucky. So smarten up, get your stuff together, get your house in order, because you don't want to be that man or that woman who's responsible for others in your house and not be prepared. So,
Steve, stay there. If you have to leave, go, I understand, but I want to do a little bit more. But water filtration, firearms, food, that's all great. But if you don't have communications, I would say communications is just as important as water filtration or self-defense. And you know, your wife works across town or maybe another city, your husband does. In the world we're going into, you got to get these things. They're easy to use, but you got to start using them so you're proficient. Or, you know, your kids are in college or, you know, you've got a teenager in school. Imagine, you know, terrorist hit, they're blowing things up, the grid goes down. You could just be 20 miles away, and it could take you a week. You might have to walk home, folks. And you've got to have rally points. You've got to get ready. And I'm preaching to myself right now because I'm now getting with my family doing this.
And if all your systems were to go down, you should still have a place that's going to be a check-in or check-in board and a meeting location that your family knows exactly how and where they're going to go.
Oh, exactly. I'm admitting I've not done... I've done 1% of what I should, and that's most, and that's more than most of the public. Now is the time with 74 days out, and here's the bottom line. Everything is in stock right now, and that's not usually the case. They have really massively bought to have this, and as soon as the general public starts figuring out about this, and there's already giant demand with governments and private corporations, this stuff is going to go quick. You want to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. You want to check these products out, and you want to get ready. And like you said, the phone's worthless if you don't have the solar panel system, and it's all very affordable, the best deals you're going to get at InfoWarsPhone.com.
Listen, Ukraine, when Ukraine popped off, the phones were backed up for almost 9 months. Why? Because Ukraine, the military, all those guys came in and just picked them all off the shelf. So there was almost a 9-month delay or back order on it. I'm not here to sell it. It's just that when those things go off, what happens? Can't get ammo? Ammo goes through the roof, right? You remember those shortages? Toilet paper, right? But as soon as this thing pops off and your communication's down, you're not going to get a sat phone. At that time, it's game over. It's game over for a secure phone if you're trying to keep people from tracking you.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.